USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is in western Pennsylvania touting the growth of U.S. energy production and the U.S. economy. Rick Perry is the energy secretary. He tells Fox News,
reality is that the United States is lowering emissions. One of the only countries in the world. Matter of fact, I think about all the 194 that signed on to the Paris Accord, the U.S. is the one that's leading the world in reducing emissions.
Lawmakers on Capitol Hill finally agree on something. As we hear from USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes in Washington.
Top congressional leaders from both parties looking for answers after convicted sex trafficker Jeffrey Epstein's apparent suicide. House Judiciary Committee Chairman Democrat Jerry Nadler and ranking Republican Doug Collins have sent a letter to the acting director of the Bureau of Prisons requesting answers to 23 questions about agency policy and protocol.
This is USA Radio News.
Do you wish you could get better sleep and maybe lose a few pounds? Maybe more than a few pounds? Well, there's this product called Calitrin that helps with both sleep and weight loss. Just listen to what people are saying about it.
I've been taking Calitrin for right about 3 months, and I've lost 24 pounds and 19 overall inches. But my sleep has improved, I have so much more energy, and I have the desire to succeed more than ever. Anyone who needs weight loss, more energy, and better sleep, this product really does deliver.
Hi, I'm Roger. Over the 3 months that I took the product, my sleeping habits are increasingly much better. I got a better night's sleep, and I just can't say enough about the product and how it makes you feel. Also, additionally lost a little bit of weight on the program as well.
Hi, this is Aniston. I take Calitrin for weight loss, and I've lost about 20 pounds, and I feel great.
Calitrin is scientifically proven to help with sleep and weight loss safely and effectively. Check it out at toploss.com. That's toploss.com.
The Trump administration is delaying some tariffs against Chinese goods until December 15th. The Office of the U.S. Trade Representative says products not facing the 10% tariffs beginning on September 1st include cell phones, laptops, video game consoles, some toys, computer monitors, and certain footwear and apparel. Wall Street reacting favorably to this news as the Dow is up over 300 points. An illegally armed criminal with an assault rifle opened fire Monday at the Jesse Brown VA Medical Center in Chicago. Jeff Sillett, FBI special agent, was thankful that nobody was injured.
I cannot tell you with all the things that are going on in this country right now how lucky we are and how blessed the city of Chicago is that we are out here talking about a subject who has been in custody but did not hurt anyone.
The FBI says there are no current threats at the hospital. And violence is erupting in Hong Kong as protesters swamp the international airport for a second straight day. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn, the conservative warrior. My show War Now airs every day right here on USA Radio from 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern. I'm also the star of the Wayne Allyn Show on Newsmax TV, reaching over 50 million homes. But my favorite role is speaker extraordinaire. I was opening speaker at many Donald Trump for President events. I speak at Republican, conservative, and college GOP events, and I'm available to be the star at your next event. Contact me to arrange for a Wayne Root keynote speech. Call toll-free 888-444-ROOT. That's 888-444-ROOT. Or email wayneroot@gmail.com.
Larry Levine is a former federal prison inmate. Now, he voiced his suspicion into the death of disgraced financier and convicted sex offender Jeffrey Epstein, who was found dead in his cell at the Manhattan Correctional Center on Saturday. Levine joins Fox News and shares what it's like to be on suicide watch.
Okay, when you're in the hole, that's what they call the shoe. I'm going to send you to the hole. That's what the warden says.
Yeah.
Especially somebody who's high profile like him, who's suicidal. They're going to give you a paper mache jumpsuit to wear. Paper mache pillowcases, sheets, whatever. Those special housing unit cells are set up so this cannot happen. There's nothing that you can attach to hang yourself. So any kind of reports that may be coming out of that institution are whitewashed. And if you look at the staff in a special housing unit, especially that one, there's like 80 inmates that are in there. You've got two, maybe three staff members. They're supposed to be walking around. Picture a long hallway. On the right and left side, you've got the cell doors. We're not talking about bars. It's actually a metal door that has a hatch in it. And the little hatch, you put your arms out, and they handcuff you when you leave or enter the cell. So you mean to tell me that these staff members for 4 or 5 hours sat around doing nothing? I don't buy it. I don't buy it one bit.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.